Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I will hear what the Ruach speaks to me. Shalom. Yabrak you all. You may be seated. We do brak the Most High One of Israel, Almighty Yahweh. And for the precious promises we have in the revelation of His imat, the power of His truth in Yahshua the Lamb. We know that the imat is His faithfulness. It is His consolation unto Israel, that we may be assured and rest assuredly that the Great One of Israel, the One that has redeemed us, that He lives. And because He lives in the power and in the revelation or the revealing of His truth unto us, then we can face all circumstances. Every battle that we are engaged in, we know we have the Teshua, the victory. Yahshua HaMashiach. I do want to continue from where I left off on last week in Scripture truth. Because we must be reminded that the Ruach of Yah, HaKodesh, cannot nor harm our comfort, bring about repentance and the love of Israel, but according to truth. It cannot speak on anything but truth. And it gives power unto the imat of Almighty Yahweh. And so the Ruach of Yah will not direct our paths outside of truth. It must be based in the premises of truth. It must have the validity of truth, for that is the strength and the power of the witness of the Ruach of Yah. And there are many times that we look for consolation outside of the Imat, the truth of Yah, and we do not have the Noham of Yah. And that consolation of Yah, the Noham, it brings about a genuine repentance, that our love is full of Torah, thanksgivings unto Yah, that He has caused us to experience a thing, yet we are not overtaken by it or captivated and brought under the bondage or the guise or whatever thing that we are tried by. So the Ruach of Yah, the first order of business, is to begin to guide us in the comfort of the Imat, the truth of Yah. I want to read from Yochanan, just a portion of John, Yochanan chapter 16, and just a portion of verse 13, because this is vitally important that we understand the movement or the power of the Ruach of Yah. Scripture says, Yahshua speaks unto Israel. He says, I want you to understand, when He, the power of the strength of this Torah of Yah, or the life of the Torah of Yah, when He, the Ruach, the Spirit of Truth, has come, the first order of business, He will guide you into all imats, all truth. He will guide you in the direction of Torah. He will bring to light the hook, the statutes, the guidance of instructions, the Musar that come from Almighty Yahweh. It is one thing that the Ruach of Yah can never direct our paths in any direction but Imat, truth. And when one guides, or the power of the Ruach, when it guides us, it is literally leading us, taking us by our hands, by our love, our mind, and lead us in the direction of this revealed power of Torah. Why? Because it is that revelation of the power of Yah, His truth, that makes us free. And we can walk and abound in the imat of the truth of Yah, and we're free from the shackles of the enemy when he comes to bind us, from the emotional bondages that will bring us under the bondage of darkness and cause us to trust in the arm and the strength of our own flesh and our own emotions, whereby we will not trust in the emet of the truth of Yah. And it will cause us to think that some of the things that we encounter, that they are very strange because it is not ordained of Yahweh. Now we see when the Ruach of Yah comes, the first priority of business is to guide. That is to lead. That is to instruct. That is to be implicit as to what instructions we must hear. The Ruach of Yah will guide us into all. That is the entirety of the emet, the truth, the faithfulness, the omein, the consistency, the steadfastness of Almighty Yahweh. The Ruach will not guide us outside of the parameter of truth. Now I say this because there are things that we experience that we count them as some form of misfortune. It is not so. It is not so at all. It is always bring us back to Emet. I want to read what David said, David. And this shall be the basis of what I shall try by the Ruah to reveal unto us, Israel, that we understand the importance of all things. That's why in all things we shall give Torah unto Yah. But we are a people that have been sensitized by emotions. So we move in a direction of emotionalism. Instead of praying, we are all pondering and wondering. And we are looking and trying to figure out what are the consequences of the situation. We look at a situation, and it is not that we think with the mind of Yeshua, think in the strength of Yeshua. We are always looking for the most perilous thing. Reveal. But this is profound what David says. He says in Tehillim, Psalms 119, and there is a particular verse I want to read. Tehillim 119 and verse 71. And David said, it is excellent. It is paramount, it is tav, it is beautiful, it is tav for me that I have been unarmed, afflicted. You tell me that it is excellent for us to be afflicted. Now this is what he says here. The Ruach of Yah will only guide us in emet, in truth. It will not direct our path any other way but truth. He said, it was tov for me. It was the most excellent thing that could happen to me, that I was afflicted. Now when we are afflicted in any form, we began to condemn sin unto the rule of the flesh. We do not allow the Ruach of Yah to rule. Nor do we allow His word to rule. We always trying to rationalize, reason, and find the answer in our natural proclivity or our mindset as it thinks. But that's not so. He said it was excellent. It was the most wonderful thing. It was a tough thing that I have been afflicted. I have been unknown. That you have caused depression or for me to become humble. You have caused all kinds of offenses to come. You have caused me to be weak. That I had no strength that I could rely upon. And many times, even as Eob, as I began this, those that came to him in his weakness, we don't consider them as his friends. Yet they were his friends. They were the friends of Eob. And even though he was afflicted, it was one thing that they constantly turned his mind to. David said, it was an excellent thing that I was afflicted. that I might learn your hook, your statutes, that I may learn the limitations of Yah, that I may understand that He is faithful, He is truthful. When He says a thing, He will commit the thing that He says He will commit. And because when we are afflicted, it doesn't drive our minds to the word of Yah. It is one thing that the rock does. It drives us to the emat. We are trying to figure out. We're looking for remedies. We're looking toward the hand of man. We have confidence in man. But we do not have confidence in the word of Yah. So He was afflicted. He said it was an excellent thing. And even in my weaknesses, my mind was steadfast upon you. My mind pondered the scroll, the Torah. I sought out the answer from the Torah of Yah. We become afflicted. We very seldom call on the name of Yahshua Mashiach. We assemble, and some of the most dismal things began to conjure in our minds. But David said it was a tough thing. We have never attributed that to Yah, that it is an excellent thing that we are afflicted. Come on, Israel. And Eob was afflicted like no other man. And yet Yah said to Noham that those brothers came to comfort Eob. And there are afflictions, many are the afflictions of the Tzaddik. To what? To turn our minds unto the Torah of Yah and the Torah of life. Under the Torah of Moshe, men died when there were two or three witnesses against them. Yet even though our sins witness against us, we have transgressed and defied the Torah of Yah. Yet there's a witness of life that speaks from the living Torah that comforts the love of Israel. And the one that speaks is Yahshua HaMashiach. So it's an excellent thing, Yah, and that I was afflicted. When the Ruach of Yah comes, He will guide you into all emat, into all of the faithfulness of Yah, into all of the steadfastness of Yah, and all of the noham, or the comforting of Almighty Yahweh. So as He was afflicted, His mind was driven for the comfort of the Torah of Yah, driven to the scripture. We are driven by some remedy, trying to find some form to alleviate the pain. That we said, before I was afflicted, before I went astray, then Yah allowed the afflictions to befall me, that my strength that I relied upon, it was not there in the midst of the great trials of depression, of weaknesses. I had nothing to rely upon but the Torah of Yah. So it was an excellent thing. Now we don't think like that. We get angry. Our minds began to wonder, why my brother, why my sister, why me? And we never turn our attention to the Torah of Yah. Is someone sick among you? That's why the scripture says, you call for the elders. Their sin, let us get the sin matter right. That's what the Ruach does. It reproves. It comes to reprove the world of sin. So the Ruach will guide us. And when we are afflicted, Yah says that I may, that we said that I might learn the statutes of Almighty Yah. There's a limitation to everything. And that's what the Ruach of Yah does. The limit of Israel is confined by the word of Yah. Where we stand, where we walk, how we talk, it is in the word of Yah. And if we go outside of the Torah discipline of the word of Yah, then we're walking outside of the realm, outside of Yahshua HaMashiach. And then when we walk outside of Him, we have no protection at all. There is no remedy for Israel at all. We walk outside of the parameter of the Torah of Almighty Yah. And that is where the Ruah of Yah keeps us within the Torah. Restraints, the Torah disciplines, the Torah limitations. That is where the Ruach of Yah keeps us. Not in this false, feverish foolishness that we see perpetrated in the name of the Ruach, but it is not the power of the Ruach. It is a form, it is a fashion of traditionalism that we have learned, but it is not by the Ruach of Yah. For it guides us into all truth, all emat. And the statutes of Yah, they are the truth of Yah, because we go beyond that, there are consequences that we incur upon ourselves. And when those consequences are incurred upon us, there is no comfort or no harm unless it comes from Almighty Yahweh. It has to come from Him. We're not going to find it in anything else. It must come from Almighty Yah. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't see that. I want to show us this. As I read on last week in the 50th verse of the same chapter. Dawid said, "This is my noham. This is my comfort. This is what caused me to repent. This is the power that caused my love to change. This is my comfort, my noham, in my affliction. For your dabar, the excellence of your word, your speech, it is the power of your word, has haya, or made me alive. Even though death and the power of death seems as though it had overtaken me, it is the power of your word, Yah. Yeshua is the living word of Yahweh. He said, this is my noham, this is my comfort, even in all of my afflictions, I find it in Yeshua. That's why we must consider Yeshua in our afflictions. Because if we do not, we will get weary and we will faint. The Ruach of Yah testify of the power of this living truth. This power of salvation, of Yah's ability to save us and to deliver us. And He cannot witness of that without the revelation and the reality of whom Yeshua truly is. We have formed this imagination in our minds, this concept of whom Yeshua is. He is none of it at all. When a man knows Yeshua, he is delivered and he is free from the yokes and the shackles of bondage. We're bound. We're taken by every kind of wile of the enemy because our afflictions, our trials, do not turn our love to the word of Yah. Our minds are not given over unto the stroll. We ponder things in our own natural mindset. We try to figure it out. Our emotions are displayed by an attachment or the purpose or the value of the one is unto us. You know that's not Yahweh. You have not the Ruach of Yah. If what is afflicted, then you get on your knees. Wonder, is this going to happen? That? Well, I believe that the faithfulness of the prayer, the tefillah of the Sadiqah, it availeth much. I believe there's power in prayer. Five can chase 1,000. 10 of us can chase 10,000. And so our minds began to function in that natural carnality, a state of enmity against Yah. And we are not led by the Ruach of Yah. See, as we think that the Ruach will always lead us, it will always lead us into the imats, into the truth, to pray, to seek the face of Yah. Not trying to figure what's going to transpire. Not displaying your emotions. Yah's greater than your emotions. He did not say, "I was emotional when this happened." He said, "Oh, it was a tough thing. It was an excellent thing. It was a beautiful thing that I was afflicted, that I may learn the statutes of Yah, because in that I find the noham of Yah." He found the comfort of Yah. You're trying to find it everywhere but where Yah wants us to find it. That's why we're not a comforted people. And that's why the Ruach of Yah cannot comfort us. it cannot cause the mind of repentance in Israel. This is not some kind of play mythical thing. It doesn't bring about repentance. When one knows that one is wrong, that is what the Noham of Yah is. That is what the Rock of Yah does. It causes us to repent. Causes our minds to be appreciative of what Yah has done. There's a great mindset of Torah unto Yah. In the midst of afflictions, we know that in this process, that my comfort and my Noham will be in the word of Yahweh. It's not going to come any other way. Not sitting around chatting and all that. All of the talking of those brothers, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar with Eob, his comfort came when Yah began to speak unto him. So it doesn't bring comfort. It doesn't. At times we may wonder, Pastor, he's not sensitive to my certain plight. Brothers and sisters, there are things that if we do certain things with our physical bodies, it's just going to ruin its course. That's the bottom line. Period. Hallelujah. That's what it's going to do. And so instead of us sitting around chit-chatting and talking, let one break open the stroller and remind us, our minds, to be attentive to the things of Yah. But we laugh. We are folly. We skin and we grin and we play. Hallelujah. That's why hospitals are sickly. Because that's all they do there. Folly, frivolity, and they act immature. That's what they do. Laughter, no soberness. The Rock of Yah, HaKodesh, brings us to the comfort, the Noham, of the word of Almighty Yahweh. Nothing else. You're not going to find it in any way else or anywhere else. You can try to look, but you're not going to find a thing. So when the Rock comes, it begins to guide you. It began to take you down the course of Emet. And what truth does, it began to eradicate and cleanse you from all kinds of filthiness that has been hoarded in you. It begins to reveal unto you your natural carnal proclivity or your desires. And it began to expose you with nakedness, that these things may appear unto you shameful unto Yah. And then when you see what Yahweh has done by His truth, there's a true teshuvah, a repentance whereby the mind has changed, the thoughts, the heart, the will, and the purpose, all of that change. This is a false thing we call repentance today. We sin willfully and sin again after the same fashion. We lie today and we'll tell the same lie tomorrow. We'll sin against our brother or our sister with an emphatic willingness to do it. And no conscience of the penalty of the willingness to sin. We will lie and know we are lying. Grieve the Rock of Yah. We'll murder our brothers and sisters, despise them for no reason at all. And we think we're entering into the kingdom. Like hell, we're entering into the kingdom. We're in the kingdom of darkness. We're not in the kingdom of the light of Yahshua, because light comes, when the light comes, if a man deeds the dark, he hates the light, because the light reveals the darkness of one's life. And so when the power of the Ruach, or the power of the Word of Yah in us, the only way that the power of the Word of Yah can have effectiveness in us, it must be by His Ruach. And that is the living power, or His power to make alive. That's what the Ruach does. It raises it from the belly. And the Ruach of Yah raises this living testimony that we ought to have in us from our bellies. And it flows out of us. And we speak the word of Yah with great confidence. Not like children tossed to and fro. Not acting in ways that are unfashioned by the Ruach of Yah. We present ourselves as kadosh, clean and pure unto Almighty Yah. So in the midst of all His afflictions, Naweed said, it was your word that quickened. It was your word that caused life to flow in me. It was the word of Yah. It was the Torah that caused life to flow in me and cause me to raise up with a tremendous triumphant voice, because your surely is, I can face tomorrow. Now the beauty of his word, listen now. I know how the enemy has tricked our minds, but this is what David said. Even he found comfort in the midst of his affliction in the word of Yah and the statutes. He says in the 70th, in the chapter 70, verse 72 of Tehillim 119, he says here, he says, the Torah of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. Do you all hear that? So the rock of Yah is not going to bring gold and silver, for it is the words of the mouth of Yeshua. It's greater, it's better. When people get sick, the first thing they start doing is cooking, isn't it? What they eat, that's what they do. They bring dishes and food. When someone dies, they bring that. They don't bring the word of Yah. And he said that your word, the words of your mouth, the Torah of your mouth, the Torah of the mouth of Yeshua, is greater than the most precious silvers and golds that man can lay their hands upon. Because there's no comfort in that. The men that possess billions and they're not comforted. When a man possesses the riches of the word of Yah, he finds great comfort. He finds consolation. He finds the Noham. So he infallibly speaks unto us. It is the words out of the mouth of Yah. Yeshua is the living word. He's the living word. When he speaks unto us, that brings about a strength and a comforting that is greater than this room filled with all gold. It brings about that kind of consolation. When the statutes, the Torah of Yah, is revealed unto us, it makes us fatter with the riches of Yah. His Torah is greater than the riches, than gold or silver. The Torah of Yah is greater than financial gain and reward. The Ruach of Yahweh doesn't lead our minds towards getting and gaining. It leads us to the Torah of Yah, that we may find comfort, the Noham of Yah. When you're sick, it leads you there. When you are afflicted, it leads you there. When there is doubt and your faith seems as though it is evading you, it leads you there. That's what the Ruach of Yah leads us. Because the Ruach, the life of the Torah, or this living power that makes the Torah alive, it knows that the beauty and the strength of the Torah is greater than all the riches that we can amass in this lifetime. It is nothing, it's not even a drop of dust what man possessed and gained in the natural realm. It's not even equivalent to one speck of grain, because he cannot make one piece of grain of sand with all of his billions. Only Yahweh can do that. He cannot create one flower of beauty. Only Yahweh can do that. So the Ruach will always take us to the Noham and the consolation of the word of Yah. It will not guide us any other way but in the imats of Yah. It will not guide us to do things that are irrational, but it will cause us to do the rational thing, that we find our noham, our comfort in the word of Yah. And that comfort will always change the mind, the thought, the concept about Yahweh. That's what the Ruach does. It always changes our thoughts. It always brings about repentance. It always emphasizes the power of the word of Yah that is able to change us, to cause us to walk in light. That's what the Ruach does, brothers and sisters. Not the uttering and the muttering of these strange tongues that many utter in. That doesn't bring any comfort. It doesn't bring any consolation. It drives the people into some form of competitive drive. But it certainly doesn't bring about the consolations of Yah among his people. Not at all. It doesn't bring the Noham of Yah. Yeshaya, as he speaks, unto the assembly of Israel. He speaks of the profoundness of the Ahava, the love of Yah. And the love of Yah, the Ahava of Yah, is more than a form of expression. It is the proof of the greatness of His Ahava in a truth that is so alive and it lives, nothing challenging it. It is always settled for the assurance of Israel. And He speaks unto the assembly, unto the bride of Israel, Yeshaya, Isaiah 49. He speaks unto Israel as He speaks of the love of Yah for His elect, His people. He says, Ronan, or sing with a loud, robust voice. Sing with an energy, with a purpose. Sing with a desire to esteem. He says, Ronan, sing, O Shemayim, O heavens. And He commands us to be joyful, O Olam, O earth. And break forth in to singing, O mountains, you strong ones, you established places. He says, for Yahweh, no harm, or Yahweh has no harm, comfort His people, and will have mercy. Listen now, and He will have mercy, hasat, His tenderness, His kindness. He will have mercy upon who? The afflicted. He said He will have mercy upon the honor, the afflicted. David says, it was a tough thing. It was an excellent thing that Yahweh has afflicted me, that I may learn the hook, the statutes, the limitations of Almighty. That's what he says. Yeshua declares, he commands us to sing. He commands us to show forth an excellent voice unto Yah. For we know that He is merciful. We know that He is hasat unto Israel, His tender kindness. Who can show us tender kindness like Yah? To sing. He said, let everything sing. Arekahuya, He says, I want you to sing. And you do it with a robustness. Not just utter some sound out of your vocal cords, but it must have meaning and purpose. It must cause the inward parts to delight and cause one to come alive with the great animation or the power of the word of Yah to perform in you. So I want you to sing. And not only that, but be joyful. And I want the tefirath, the joyfulness of Yah. And that is the excellence of His Eshah, the happiness of Yah. When one is joyful, there's a happiness there. The reason we're not happy because we don't find comfort nor harm in the Torah of Yah. We find it in the Cupcake City. We find it in trinkets, but not in the Word of Yah. It must be found here in this everlasting truth. So He gives us an instruction. You ones that are strong, you mountainous, powerful ones. He said, for Yahweh no harm His people, and will have mercy upon His afflicted. Well, who are His afflicted? Many are the afflictions of the Sudik of Yah. But Yahweh delivers them. What deliverance? He bring comfort. Even those that are on their dying bed, as long as they have comfort in the midst of that, there's a great sense of rejoicing. There's a great sense of comfort. So it is Yah that brings the no harm unto His people. It is done by His love, kindness, His tenderness. And we find that in the Torah. We are so glad that we are heading down a road that leads to death. And the Torah shows us all the infractions that we are committing against Yah. We go beyond the limitations of the Torah. And when death pierces us and says the reward of this vile deed in this act is death, and we find the mercies of Yah, even in the midst of that, to comfort us. The haset of Yah that brings comfort to us because He has every power, the ability, and the right to totally destroy us. But because of His mercies, His tenderness, He wants us to understand that because of this, you knowing that I am full of mercies and kindness, that is the comfort. And that is what the Ruach of Yah does. It leads us into that comfort, which is the word of Yah. It's not some fuzzy feeling. It's not some fuzzy emotion. It's not something that you get some form of goosebumps that flow over your body. It gives us a sure word. It shows us the sure path. It gives us sure instructions that cannot be altered and they shall never fail. It doesn't make us act like some kind of foolish thing. But it directs us to the Torah of Yah. Directs us to this living truth. Yeshua HaMashiach. So Yah says, even though my people are afflicted, I will show them, I will comfort my people, and I will have great mercy upon them. He is actually saying that we shall triumphantly overpower the works of the flesh which are enmity against Yah, the works of darkness that come to always cause us to resist Yah, and to turn our minds away from Torah into an avenue that produced nothing. Now hear me, Yisrael. You know that you have been tried. There are circumstances that have arisen. And Scripture tells you what to do. If a brother or sister sin, it tells you what to do if they sin against you. And yet our mind is not led by the Ruach of Yah. We do not go to the Torah, see what the Torah says. We began to delve into the deepness of the dark, cynical things that are hidden within us. We began to draw from a well that's full of darkness and death and full of sin. That we said it was excellent that you afflicted me because it turned my mind to your hook, your statutes, to your Torah. Our minds turn to the Torah when Yah afflicts us. This affliction comes in more than just a way of a physical abnormality. That our bodies have been broken down. This affliction comes in, it basically plays in the mind of people. We're afflicted more there than we are physically. Stress, doubts, fears, indecisive. Come on, Israel. These are great afflictions that cause you, it takes away your energy. Takes away your will. Come on, brothers and sisters. At least when you're physically ill, you want someone around you that can get a prayer through, as the old ones would say. When there's a sickness in the mind, it draws you into more darker and devious thinking and logics that totally eradicates Yah out of your thinking process. So you don't call upon Him. Should I we say, when you afflicted me, I'm so Tota, I left Tota Yah for the affliction because it took me back to the place that I needed to go and shows me the limitation. Come on, the Torah teaches us the limitations of everything. The Torah of Yah teaches us how to sleep, when to sleep, when to eat, how to eat, what not to eat. It teaches us all that. What to dress, how not to dress, how to be obedient. The Torah of Yah teaches us that. It teaches us all things. How to purge ourselves, how to cleanse ourselves, how to love, how to have the greater hava, how to love your wife, your husband, how to regard them. It teaches us all that. How to raise our children. The Torah teaches us that. And so it was excellent that you did this to me, Yah, that I may not just read, that I may learn, that I may understand, that I may have binah, understanding. And that is the revelation truth that caused the love to be fat. We read wisdom, the experiences that we experience with Yah, they're excellent, brothers and sisters. But in all of those experiences, we must get understanding of the purpose and the reason for those experiences. That's what that we said, I turn to the Torah. I turn to the hook, the statutes of Yah. I don't try to turn inwardly because I know I'm missing things. And we are missing things out of our love. Because we allow the enemy to sow a zira, a seed that is not of Yah. What? What enemy? Well, the God, the personality of your own belly, your own concepts, your own will, your own desire. For it has not come by Almighty Yahweh. And Yah intends for Israel to triumph, to be triumphant, and to overpower the works of darkness and Shaitan. Listen to what Yeshaya says in the 54th chapter of the book of Yeshaya. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54. And this is what Yah speaks as He speaks unto Israel of the triumphant state or the mindset or the victorious power that we shall walk in Israel even in the afflictions and the trials that we are afflicted and buffeted by. He says in Yeshaya 54 verse 11, He declares unto you, O you afflicted, O you that are afflicted, O ye, you that are poor in Ruach, your spirit is poor, you're brought low, you have no strength to raise yourself up, you that are wretched, you that are in need. We're in need of Yahshua, are we not? The old Kiddushim would say, I need Him more and more each day. So you that are on ye, you that are afflicted, you that are being buffeted, you that are on ye, you that are being afflicted. He says, oh, you afflicted, you that have been tossed with the tempest, the strong winds of darkness blow against you, the bellows of hell opens up against you, the doubts that flourish in your mind, the unfaithfulness that drives you away from learning the Torah, the truth of Yah. That's what a tempest is. It rises with great strength. That's what a tempest is. It rises up with great strength. It blows. It unravels you. You don't know which way to turn, which way to go. You cannot identify the landmark. You see, Daiwika identified the landmark. And he knew the landmark was the Torah, was the hook, the statutes of Yah. He says, and you that are tossed with tempest and not no harmed, and you are not comforted. He said, there are you that are afflicted. You have been tossed. Come on, Yisrael, when the Ruach of Yah speaks the truth of Yah unto you, many times, most of the times, we are not comforted by that. Because it shows us what corruption that lies within. It shows us the insidious works of the flesh. It shows us the enmity of our minds against Yahweh. That's what the Ruach of Yah does. You, he says, you that are not Noham, that has not been comforted, he said, look, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. He says, behold, look unto Yah, for your help comes, your succor comes from Yah. He say, I will lay your stones with fair colors. You must understand what Yah is implying here. What he is saying to Israel, he said, I will lay your stones in fair colors. Let me read a little further. He said, and lay your foundation, your yasad, with sapphire. This is what Yah is saying. He said, I will make known myself unto you. I will show you the visibility of my power and my beauty. And that is what Yahshua does. He shows us the beauty of Yah. This living word shows us the beauty. And the more we learn the power of this living truth, the more reality that Yah is unto us and the picture of His beauty, we can see it. We don't see the beauty of Yah. That's what He is saying unto Israel. There's no foundation Yah adds like Yahshua. He is the chief cornerstone of the Yah-ads of Yahweh. He is that strength, assurance. He is the faithfulness of Yah. He is the Omein of Yah. He is the Emunah of Yah. That's what He is. So Yah says to Israel, I will make myself known unto you. I'll reveal my power. Has He not done that in the beauty of His immaculate truth? In Yahshua? Has not the Abba been revealed unto Israel? Was not Yahshua the beauty of this truth, the living power of it, that it caused the mind of man to ponder, how can this be? And yet in the power of this clay earthen vessel was the living power of Torah. The sure seal of the salvation of the Most High. Hallelujah. That's why He did not count it robbery to be equal with Yah. Because He is the power, He is the force of the bosom, the heart of Yah. He is the word of Yah made flesh. Hallelujah. So Yah says to us, Israel, you that are afflicted, tossed with the tempest. He said, I'm going to make your Yah's heart, I'm going to make your foundation sure with the sapphires. Hallelujah. He says in verse 12, and I will make your windows of agates. Now, I don't know what that is. They say it's rubies, but that is something to have a ruby or an agate window. You see the pane glass that's made out of sand and other chemicals. How do you see through a ruby? See, He is the ruby. He is the gem of Israel. Yahshua is the light of the world. And when we look out of that light, we see the very preciousness of Yah. He has said, I will make my beauty and my strength reveal unto you. He said, your gates shall be carbuncles of the most precious stones, and your borders of pleasant stones. He says, and all, not some, and all your children shall be taught by Yahweh. And great shall be the shalom, the peace, the shalom, the comfort of your children. In Sudik, we know that the Sudik of Yah is an everlasting Sudik. His Torah is everlasting. We know that His Torah is the Imat. That's why the Ruach can lead us in nothing but the Torah of Yah. It will guide us into all Imat, all truth, all truth. The first thing in this Chorum of Christendom, they say the first thing is going to make us speak in a way, it's going to cause these kinds of actions to follow, but the Ruach of Yah will guide us into all the Imat of Yah. His assurance, His steadfastness. He says, in Sadiq, shall you be established? Shall your foundation, your strength be certain? And He says, and you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near to you at all. That's great comfort there. Who's not afraid if the wife is in the home, the husband is gone, and she hears something around the house? Even here, she begins to ponder and wonder. Come on, Yah says that all fear and oppression shall be removed from you. You that are afflicted, for you that have no comfort, for I shall be the comforter, the Noham. And that is what the Ruach of Yah does. The Ruach of Yah is the comforter. It is the comforter, the Noham of Yah. And the only way he comforts Israel, are these not words of great comfort? That's why the Ruach leads us into the Imatz of Yah, the truth of Yah, to bring the comfort and the resolutions of Yah deep down in our minds and our love. It's the comfort, it's not some rosy feeling that you have for the moment. And then when the reality of that opposition sets in, you go back to the depressor and oppressed stage of fear and doubt. That's not comfort. The rock takes us to the Torah, the word of Yah, to build this sure foundation. The Yasat, the sure foundation of Yah. It builds the strength of Yahshua within us. Hallelujah. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. For many doubted his Abba. And he will look and say, yeah, this is Yisrael. And they simply, do you not understand that that was a great suffering unto him? Not that he had to suffer afflictions and things like that to learn the will of Yah. But these things were great afflictions upon him. They rejected the Son of Yah, the one that came to bring life. A seed that was elected of Yah, and they rejected even the life-giving source, the light, the sun to shine, to cause the seeds to germinate and to bring forth fruit. They rejected that. That's why the Ruach of the Comforter or the Noham of Yah comes to comfort us in the very same words. He's not going to comfort us in the falsehood of the world. The Noham of Yah doesn't comfort you with trinkets and things. It comforts us in the word of Yah. The Torah of Yah. The only way. Hallelujah. And it brings a quickening power or a life source to us. That the word of Yah is alive. Is vivid. It's alive in us. And so when we hear the word of Yah, we rejoice with the Amen, with the Hallelujah. That Yah speaks, he told Yeshaya to speak. And he spoke unto Israel. That's why he tells us to rejoice. Everything they have breath to praise him. Why? Because he is the Noham of Israel. And our comfort, our consolation is found nowhere but in the word of Yah. In our afflictions. Man, that's where we're going to find the great comfort of Yah. But let me show us something here. It says here, I have gotten there in Yokohan, for the Ruach of Yah comes to guide us in all Imat. Look at what Shaul says to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. He says in the first chapter, I'm going to begin reading in verse 3. I want to read a few verses here. And whereby he find great consolation in the great afflictions and trials, he found them in one thing, the word of Yah. Just like David. For the Ruach of Yah will take us to the comforting of the Torah of Yah. This living Torah. The bosom of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's where it takes us. Look what Shaul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3. He says here, Barak, my voice with excellent praises that flow from my belly. The Ruach of Yah is one that there is a, it is one that where one fall down in supplication, obeisances. That's when you say Ruach to your brother, your son, to your sister, Yabrak you. That I bow before you. I bestow unto you great kabod, honor. I bestow unto you fruits of my lips. So he says, Ruach, I bless Ruach be Yahweh. Even, listen now, the Abba of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Abba of Hasad, of mercies, of love, kindness, and tenderness. Do you all hear that? What great comfort can a man find but in this? And the Ruach of Yah, the Spirit of Yah in us, caused this to come alive in us. To realize the hasad, the great mercies of Yah. He says, the Abba of mercies and the Abba of some, of coal, all coal, every kind, every form, the entire sphere. He is the Abba of all Noham, of all comfort. He is the Abba of all comfort. Our minds cannot be turned away from the living truth. It cannot be turned away from Yahshua in our afflictions. Because Yahweh is the Abba. He is the birth one of all Noham, all comfort. He brings consolation. When he brings the consolation, our love repents because we say, Yah, I'm worthy of death. And yet you bring a consolation of this magnitude. It causes us to repent. The comfort of Yah is more than just we having this little oozy feeling. It doesn't consist of that. But it causes the mind-altering change of one to renew one's mind, to renew one's attitude. That's what the Ruach does, doesn't it? The Spirit of Yah, the HaKodesh Ruach. It changes our minds and our attitudes. That's what the life of the Word of Yah does. When someone has no liveliness in them, they are very mute. But when someone has liveliness in them, they are energized, they are energetic, they are alive. There's an expression, there's esprit. And so the Ruach, or the power of Yah, there's an esprit when it comes to the word that Yah even allowed the power of His Ruach to bring this truth, this living witness of Yahshua that brings comfort unto Israel. It causes us to come alive. Come on. He bore all of our sins. All of our wickedness. Filth of a people. Show the great chesed, the mercies of Yah, His kindness that we did not merit or earn. We did not procure it unto ourselves. It is just that He said He's going to show His mercies upon Israel. We have not done anything to merit the mercies of Yah. We fail Him daily. We have not. Shaul in great derision of affliction, he writes unto Koreah to strengthen them, that they may have the Noham, even in the midst of all of my trials. He said, Yah, He is the Abba of all afflictions, or all comforts. He is the Abba, not some of them, not 50%. He is the Abba of kul. Every comfort, Yahweh is the Abba. Men trying to find it with spirits, but that spirit doesn't bring comfort. It brings death and sickness. They're trying to find it in all kinds of things. But Yahweh is the Abba of all comfort. That's why our minds must always strive to learn the Torah, the Word of Yah. It's more than just studying and reading. You afflicted me. And when you learn of one, you have more confidence in one. You have more trust. A husband and a wife, they learn each other. They learn the attitudes, the ways. And even in that, they find more appreciation for one another when they learn. Take my yoke upon you and study of me. And study of me. And study of me. And learn. And learn. And learn. We must learn. We must understand. We must learn of Him. And that's what we said. It was tough. It's a beautiful thing that you afflicted me, that I may learn, not study, not come to an understanding, that I may learn. Who knows their ABCs in here? Brother Haran, you know your ABCs? Can you come say them for me? Come here. Come stand right here. Say your ABCs for me.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, sing with me.
Ah, beautiful. See, he's learning that. He'll say them like that, he'll get sharper. But he has learned. Well, how has he learned that he has been taught? He has been taught by what? The word of the mouths of those that have taught him. He has learned that he did not come up with that of his own ingenious mindset. He has been taught. The Bizurach, the teaching, the word of Yah. And so we must learn. And that's what the Torah does. It calls us to Lord of Yeshua. That's why we don't call upon him, because we don't know him. So we're going to cry out to Yah because we have not learned him. We have learned to do wickedly and trust in the uncertain riches of the world. We have not learned him. Come on, brothers and sisters, we get more comfort out of a jelly roll than we do the word of Yah. And that's the truth. You can hiss like a viper. You can resist it. But this is what the Ruach speaks unto Yisrael, to bring us in line with the Torah of Yah. That's what it does. You see, you must have this Torah life in you in order to endure the affliction. Let me move a little farther in the next verse. He says that Yah is the Abba of all Noham. Look at this now. Who Noham, who comfort us and some of our tribulation. Is that so? That he comforts us in all of our great afflictions, trials. You see, we have not learned that. You notice what he said at the end of that. Now I've sing my ABCs. Now the next time when you sing with me. Well, I did not learn what he said. He said, now he said it. Now the next time when you sing with me. He has learned that. He has learned the process. And he knows what he's saying when he say that. So we have not learned Yah. We have not learned the ways of Yahshua, because if we had, then we will know that in all of our tribulation he comforts us. Then why are our minds given over unto every kind or every kind of deception of hell, trying to find some consolation and some comfort in everything? Come on, Yisrael. Yah comforts Israel. It's Noham. It is the word of Yah. It is the power of Yahshua, the revealed light of Yahshua that comforts us. Light is sweet, isn't it? I don't care how sick you are. It's something about the sun, as Brother Charles was discussing with me. He said to me, it's a healing properties of the sun. If you look at it early in the morning before it reaches its zenith, for your eyes, the vitamin E and all that, how it produces that. Yeah, he put everything here for us. Not at the zenith of the day, because you can't. But as you see the sun, there's nothing like the sun that rises. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? But yet it has the properties of the healings of Yah, for the light of that light of the brilliancy of Yah to shine in us. So it is with the light of Yahshua. When the brilliancy of that word shined in our eyes and shine in our love. And he eradicates us of all of these impediments that hold us down and hold our minds away from the way of Yah. He comforts us in all. He comforts us in all. In all our tribulations. Not some and all. But I'm afflicted. He comforts Yisrael. But I'm sick. He comforts Yisrael. My mind is being pressed. He comforts in all. He is the Abba. He comforts us. He's the Abba of all Noham. And then he assures us. He's like, come on. Do you understand that? It's like a man say, all the money is mine. You cannot do anything unless you come through me. Your money has no value unless I put value on it. Well, I got 10,000. I said it's worth a penny. That's what it's worth. I can make your 10,000 to be worth nothing because I own it all. That's what Yah is trying to tell us here. This is the analogy. That I am the Abba. I am the birth one of all Noham, of all comforts. I am the one. And that's what the Ruach of Yah does. It comes to speak unto us this living power of truth. And that's what comforts us. He said, I'm the Abba, not this crazy acting that folks do. I don't get no comfort out of that. They come into these whorehouses and act like a fool, and they go out the same way. It's a false delusion. It's an illusion that is painted by the flesh. The reality of Yah is painted by His Torah. The comfort of Yah is found in His Torah. That's why the Ruach leads us into the Torah. And so in your afflictions, instead of going into the dark, deep secrets of your heart, be led into the Torah. Hallelujah. He is the Abba of all no harm. That's all right. Of all no harm. Who comforts us who no harm. Who calls the consolation, the assurance. Who calls our minds to be changed with great confidence and trust in Yah. That our love, our thoughts of our love totally change. Understanding the mercies of Yah. That's what it does. Even our purpose that will emphasize Him. He is the one who comforts us in all our tribulation. For what reason? That we may be able to know harm them which are in any trouble. Come on, brother. In all of your tribulation, Yah has no harm you. So there's one that has not the strength you have. You are able to no harm. Comfort him by what? The word of Yah. Now you don't go speaking to them. Yah going to do this. No. What does the Torah says? You must learn the Torah. You must learn the word of Yah. You draw from that. Let me take you here, sister. Let's see what the word of Yah says. Hallelujah. Not this feverish talk we have. You call some out of faith to have doubt. That is the truth. Yah corrects Israel. There's something about us we think we're above that. That's why you got quiet. Torah, my brother. Truth. Imat. Truthful. Hallelujah. We comfort one another with the word of Yah. That's why we learn it when we are afflicted. We learn it. We learn it. We learn the word. Let it become a reality. We learn Yahshua. We take the yoke. We become yoke bearers with Yahshua. That's what the Ruach does. Causes us to become yoke bearers. We learn of Him. We have not learned Yahshua and the things we do and the way we react. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can comfort you. We are able to comfort you that are in any trouble by the what? Now this is the only way I'm going to be. I am able to comfort anyone by the comfort wherewith we ourselves have comfort by who? You tell me, Shaul, Yah comfort you. Well, what did he comfort him about? Nothing but the Torah. And so you take the same Torah to your brother, your sister. We don't do that, brothers and sisters. We just don't do it. And the reason we don't do it, we don't know the Torah. We don't know the word of Yah. You can't find a scripture to bring consolation or the strength of no harm to no one. Ruach of Yah leads us into the Imat to learn it. We learn how to lie well. We learn how to hold grudges. We learn how to hold things that are damnable, wicked, depraved minds. And our level, we have not learned Yahshua. You don't have to concur with me. It is still the truth. I don't mind being despised of men and rejected. I really don't. Hallelujah. He said with the same noham. Well, how did he comfort David in afflictions? That he learned his hook, the statutes of Yah, the Torah of Yah. You think he's going to comfort us any other way? That's how he's going to do it. He's not going to do it any other way. And so we are so emotionally driven that we react by our emotions and our actions are by emotions. everything. The same way that Yah has comforted Shaul, he says to you, Koreah, I comfort you with the same comforting. What, Shaul? Well, he tells us here. Hallelujah. What comforted? He says, I want to show you something. Something in the next verse. He says, and whether we be afflicted. Now, we don't like that. He said, whether we be unharmed, afflicted, great trials, depression, suppression, doubt, course in our minds. He said, whether we be afflicted, it is for my comfort, my consolation, my no harm. Do you all hear that? Why is that? Because in all of our tribulations, Yah, no harm, he comforts Israel. So he says, whether I be afflicted, it is for, listen now, it is for your no harm. It is for your consolation, same word. It is for your consolation. It is for your comfort. And not only your comfort, but it is for your Yahshua, your salvation. You tell me my affliction is for my salvation, the salvation of my brothers and sisters. That we see the comforting, the noham of Yah, the Ruach of Yah comfort us in what? Nothing but the Torah. The power of this Torah. The life of Torah. Yahshua. That's all it's going to comfort you in. Not in your feelings. Not only is it your consolation, your comfort, and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring. Listen now. Which it is effectual. It has power of effect in the same enduring of the same suffering which you also suffer. You tell me they suffering the same afflictions like Shaul? He said that this affliction, this suffering that I am embarked upon, it is for the strength and the assurance of Israel, for you and your afflictions. It assures me with the same comfort that I know the comforts of Yah, the noham of Yah, come by His mercies and kindness unto Israel. And it calls you to effectively to have the same effectual workings in you as I have in me. That's what the Ruach of Yah does, the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. Same power, same works that you endure the same way. Or whether we be no harm comforted, it is for your consolation and your salvation. And he says to us, Israel, and our tikvah, our hope, our assurance, our confidence, our tikvah, for you is steadfast. I don't doubt your sincerity. I don't doubt your ahava for Yah. He says, yada, knowing. The yada of Yah you have learned. He had learned the brothers and sisters there in Korea. He says, yada, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, the afflictions, he says, so shall you be of the consolation or the noham of Yah. So as we are partakers, and we shall be partakers of the afflictions, so are we of the consolations. That's why Yahshua says that, how be it, I want you to understand that when he, the Ruach of Emet, of truth, has come, he will guide you into all imams, all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. And we hear Yahshua in sun dry times. He spoke to us by the Nobis. And now he speaks to us in the most excellent way. He speaks by the living Torah, by the voice of Yahshua HaMashiach. We must hear the voice of Yahshua, for that is the Noham of Yisrael. He shall speak, and he will show us things to come. What things? Well, the things that are written in the Torah. The prophecies of the Torah. The word that was from the beginning and the end, all consumed under the banner of the living truth of Yah. He will show us that's the revelation of the Torah of Yahweh. Why? Because he said to us, Israel, I'm going to show my comfort to you in a mighty way. I'm going to do a renewed thing. I will put my Torah, write it in your lamp, in your mind, your thoughts. I'll put it in the inward parts where the enemy cannot rob you of the essence of that. And when the Ruach of Yah comes, he will speak not of himself. For he is the witness of the power that I am the Most High. And this is my truth, Yeshua. This is your salvation. We have no salvation outside of the truth, the Emet of Yah. That's why the Ruach doesn't guide us into emotional frenzies. It guides us into all truth. It guides us into the parameter of the Torah of Yah. That's where it guides us. That in that there are afflictions and trials of the Sadiq. But we have the comfort, the no harm, the comforting, the assurance, the mind-changing power of this living truth. That we will have great confidence in Yah, even in the midst of all of that. We will trust Him. We will do it with great assurance, without doubting, without wondering if it's so or if Yah will give us the comfort that we need in an hour that seems to be so perplexed with many workings of hell all around us. But Yah shall not harm Yisrael, He shall. I want to read this from Yochanan in my closing here tonight. It says in Yochanan, as Yahshua the word speaks, of the assurance of the no harm of Yah, Yochanan 14. And I want to begin reading here at verse 15. He says, if you love me, keep my mitzvah, the commands. Well, he did not come. He said that, Yahshua says, the words that I speak, they are not mine, but the one that sent me. So he says, if you love me, you will keep my mitzvah because I am the ambassador of Yah. And what I say, he says it. And who I am, he is. And what I represent, he is. So if you love Yah, you will keep what the Torah instructs us. What other mitzvah or commandments could it be? That's why the Ruach guides us into the Emet, the Torah of Yah. I know what kind of religious experience we all have had because I've been a partaker of it. We all have been deceived. Today, Yah, we have not been bewitched where our minds would despise the Torah of Yah. Foolish Galushia. Who have bewitched you. And you should not obey the Torah of Yah.